Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
If it's the wish of the delegates, I am prepared to, they're prepared to stay for a couple of minutes. If people want to have a couple of chances to ask questions, I'm very happy to do that. Is this the will? Yes? Yes, we do have some interest.
Graham Morgan, Evolve. Could I ask perhaps everyone on that stage, we've seen a lot of evidence just then from Leicester about the impact that sport can have on education and health. I was banging on the same thing before you came in, Rory, at a younger level. How can we persuade head teachers and the government at this time, when there's 8 years of opportunity coming along, that it's time for them to embrace sport and PE as a positive aid to the performance in education and the long-term benefits for health? Because we don't seem to get that at the very top of the pyramid, unfortunately.
Rory needs to go and speak to the Prime Minister, I think. any ideas, panel?
Very quickly, I think all of us aspire with some of the suggestions there, and to a certain extent there is sort of banging your head against a brick wall. I'm massively learning 2 years from not knowing anything about the way the councils work, and I'm not political in that sense, I understand how it works. They're suddenly running an organisation which is involved with the council, both paid and unpaid, or the elected parts of the council. For me, I can only speak from where we are at local level within the city. And I can only speak loudly for the city mayor at the moment and all the council officers. They are all buying into it. I've got great support, huge amount of support for all the stuff we're doing. And fundamentally, as I said to you before, with regards to the school element, you've still got to go and take a business plan to them and show the net benefit later on. There's no point just giving just an aspirational, because they've got to run the money, they've got to write the coffers, and you can't just spend the money for the sake of spending the money. But with some of the evidence we've got coming from some of the projects that are going, put that into a plan, start to show where we could benefit later on, how it will help with the infrastructure as well as money. And you know, once the two things come together, it will happen. Going to the government level, I'll leave it to CSP.
Richard and then Graham.
Well, I think it's really hard, Graham, because there's a lot of head teachers around and clearly they're busy people. But I don't think we should underestimate the potential for the school games as a global thing to be the vehicle to do this. And I only say that because, you know, listening to North Yorkshire, and we did a pilot last year, it's very easy to just to think that it's a level three or it's a big level four. But I went to the launch of the Sport England strategy, and for the first time, Jeremy Hunt described for me what they felt that school games was around. And the first thing he said, that they needed to inspire young people. And the games themselves, operating at every level, if they operate properly, was the vehicle to inspire. Then there was the issue of opening up the school facilities, because that's a transitional place for young people to take part in activity. And then the third element was the clubs reaching back to the schools as opposed to the schools reaching out. And I thought, I bought into that simplistically, that it was more than just competition. It was a bigger programme and a bigger vision. And because that's resourced not as well as it was in the past, but it has a network in place, and I know the CSPs are trying to support those networks, they should touch most schools. So I can only see that as a vehicle, and we use that vehicle to get other agendas and other conversations with head teachers. Other than that, there's too many of them, and the other network's gone.
I won't comment about the schools, that's been done. First of all, in addressing that question, the evidence exists. It's been there for years, and at a policy level, it's been shouted out. Wayne's report for the white paper Choosing Health about 5 years ago talked about the evidence there, just says, just get on with it, because we know it's good for you. The Marmot Review talked about physical activity and the benefits of health. There's now nice guidelines out, and the GP physical activity questionnaire talks about both the preventative and the curative benefits of sport and physical activity. So actually, the evidence is all there. The problem what we've got is those, when you go and see your GP or your school teacher, they just don't get it. Now, that's for a whole number of reasons, probably their professional education, so it's a whole, we're going to push that up through the area. So for me, I think there's two areas. One is, how do we get those those head teachers, GPs, those key people, understanding that physical activity, you can do this, and it is as good as a drug, or it is as good as English and literacy one-hour sessions. And also, actually, there's the other side, which is the public's hearts and minds. They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get that physical activity is good. They would rather, in a health sense, if you're going with a high blood pressure, give me a tablet. It's instant, and it's nicely packaged. Go and do 3 months of physical activity, and you'll get better benefits from it. It's not beautifully packaged. The thing is wet and damp. So, and that's why, for me, the Olympics is so important. It is an opportunity for us to carry on campaigning. And that's why the World Cup, even though England didn't win, is so important. It's about campaigning about the benefit and it's that feel-good factor at a national level. So for me, it's the evidence there. Our role in the sector is to remind people about the evidence. And then also, we've just got to try and get, you're right, get all the press talking about just do something, do sport, do physical activity, and you can do it locally. Yeah. But there's no answer.
There's no easy answer, is there, colleagues? I think I'm going to bring it to a close there now because everybody is anxious to get off. It just remains for me to thank everybody for coming. Thanks to the partners and sponsors, Chloe and Sport England, and thank you very much to our last panel of speakers. Give them a round of applause.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.